This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Macomb celebrated Heritage Days over the weekend with the usual summertime festival features such as a parade and carnival rides and food sizzling on a flat-top grill. The Western Illinois Museum celebrated Heritage Days by honoring the community's heritage.
Let the people rule.
We'll see about that.
The museum staged a theater production about Josie Westfall. She was the founder and matron of the McDonough County Orphanage. She had to scrimp and save to keep the doors open. The production focused on Westfall's campaign in 1914 to be elected Macomb City Judge. The position came with a salary, and it's believed Westfall wanted to use the money to support the orphanage. Museum volunteer Jeff Kellogg researched the story and wrote the script.
It really surprised me how much the local newspapers were covering Josie and pushing her candidacy. She's received a huge amount of support.
Westfall also received huge support from women voters. She won the election, but the outcome was challenged, and the Illinois Supreme Court overturned it, saying women could not vote for political offices of constitutional origin. Despite that setback, Westfall continued with the orphanage. She's credited with being a foster parent to more than 500 children. Josie Westfall is remembered not just through this theater production. Hers is one of the names etched on the Women's Memorial in Chandler Park. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.